Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Yeah!
Hey everybody, this is Amanda Bones.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling, the podcast. And I'm not saying an episode number, just in case we don't put this one out right away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I can't imagine that we wouldn't do that, but just to save ourselves.
We don't have episode numbers anymore.
No.
They're all blending now.
Episode numbers are a thing of the past. Today we are going to briefly discuss WWE's Royal Rumble that happened on Sunday, but we also have a match. It's the Young Bucks versus Time Splitters, New Japan Pro Wrestling Dominion 2014.
Yes.
But first, let's talk about the fucking pay-per-view.
The Royal Rumble, Amanda's first WWE pay-per-view.
Yes. So, where do I even begin?
It was a lot of stuff happened.
Well, so, all right. WWE, I feel like I got into WWE again at a very shitty time because it was like everything was just kind of leading up to the goddamn Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
So, like, it was a lot of storyline and not a lot of wrestling, which if I want to watch a soap opera, I will find one on television. I don't want to end my wrestling to the degree in which WWE has it in their wrestling. But anyways, yeah, the first match was nuts. It was Goldberg versus McIntyre.
Which, thank God, that was the first match, because if that was in any other spot of that and whole, like that whole card, everyone would have been pissed. It was so quick, which is usually what Goldberg does now. Thank God that they just were like, here, do your thing. We're done. Thanks. Now the Royal Rumble can start.
He looked so tired.
He looked very tired, very winded.
Yeah. And like, they were going hard, so I know that like a lot of energy was output, but he just looked tired and not, and I don't mean to say that like disrespectfully, like the dude is 54 and he was wrestling with McIntyre, who's like 32.
Yeah.
Something crazy like that. So part of me was like, bro, like you're in the Hall of Fame. Let's let things be. Mm-hmm. Unless you are going to fight Randy Orton, in which case I hope you beat the shit out of that clown.
Yeah, but that was the whole weird thing, was that he went after Drew instead of Randy Orton. I think we talked about that a couple episodes ago too.
We did, and I'm sure you've heard me ranting in messages to you about it, because to me it made no sense.
Well, it didn't make any sense at all, but like, I mean,
being disrespectful to the legends, hello, Randy Orton's fucking moniker is the Legend Killer,
and Drew was so sweet after.
They were hugging and like being so sweet. I already really like Drew McIntyre, but of course, you know, sportsmanship like conduct is always a win.
Yeah. And I haven't seen his new entrance in a really long time. I don't remember it being like that with his like giant sword and stuff.
Oh my God.
But so I was like, oh, that's kind of cute. Like that's adorable. But
it's very a Sword in the Stone, but I can dig it.
It totally is Sword in the Stone.
But it was fun. I don't remember what happened after that, as far as like what the next thing was.
It was the women's Royal Rumble. Oh no, it was Sasha and
that's right. Sasha and what's her stupid fucking name with
Carmella.
Yes. Oh my God. Don't even get me started. Her sommelier, which I cannot remember his name and I feel terrible about it.
Reggie.
Thank you. Reggie. Reggie has got some fantastic style. He had some like high waters with like really nice dress shoes with no socks. I was all about it.
I like that look too.
Yeah, Carmella can suck it. I'm so sick of her. She's annoying.
Ew, I hate, okay, again, this is a common theme on this podcast. Ashley has not watched WWE in a very long time. Last time I watched, Carmella did not have that entrance and she was not like weirdly silhouetted, but her body didn't look right in the silhouette.
I was thinking the same thing. Maybe they did that. I haven't seen Carmella's entrance. This was the first time, but I wonder if they did that because there's this huge like silhouette challenge taking TikTok by storm.
I guess, but it was just fucking weird.
It was too much. Ugh. I'm glad she didn't win.
Me too.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, fun fact, she did not win.
I feel like we should have came out of the gate saying, hey, if you haven't watched Royal Rumble, don't listen to this episode.
Almost a week later, don't listen to this episode.
Yeah. She didn't win. Thank God. Thank gosh. I was so sick of her shit. And then it was the Women's Royal Rumble, which, like, of the two Royal Rumbles, I'm just going to say this. The women fucking killed it.
Yeah, I agree. I read a lot on Twitter that people were like, the Women's Royal Rumble should have been the main event.
100%. There was not a time where people were not wrestling in that fucking ring.
Yeah. It went, like, they went fucking hard.
The women went fucking hard. My only critique on the Women's Royal Rumble match is I wish that they had not pulled, and I do not mean this disrespectfully, but I wish that they hadn't pulled as many older wrestlers in that are no longer wrestling.
Mm.
Because I feel like you have three promotions, guys. You could have pulled so many more women in, like women that fucking deserve to be Royal Rumble material.
Yeah, I mean, I know you don't like her, but Candace could have been in it.
Totally. I even said that to Scotty. I was like, I don't fucking like that little fairy bitch, but she should have been here. Because like, I do not like Candace's character, but she is a great wrestler.
Yeah, I think that they do that though, because that's something that they've kind of done the last probably 10 or so years.
Cool.
Is that like, okay, you bring back the past who's kind of, you know, the past people who have been in the Royal Rumbles before. And this actually was a tame one. I remember a few years ago, they had so many. I think the first Women's Royal Rumble, because it was the first one, granted, the Women's Royal Rumble is not that old.
No, I figured it wasn't.
It's maybe 4 or 5 years old, if that.
Mm.
I can't remember when the first one is. I guess I could look it up and be like a good, you know, little knowledgeable person.
A good knowledge sharer. Well, you know, I would love to say that I'm surprised it was only 5 years ago or however long, but I'm not, because, you know, wrestling's kind of like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind it so much. It wasn't really an issue for me, but like the people that they picked, I was just like, oh, okay. Because I mean, ones in the past we've had Lita, we've had Trish Stratus, we've had like,
oh,
crazy ass women.
Dang. Well then that, like, this, I don't know, the young ones. Now I don't want to say young because it sounds so fucked up, but like, this generation we're currently watching, like, some of their women went super fucking hard in the paint.
Mm-hmm.
Bianca, is it
Bianca Belair?
Yeah, I'm stoked she won.
I think the general consensus is like, fuck yes, Bianca Belair won
100%. I was gonna be fucking livid if Bayley won. I cannot stand that woman.
I can't stand Bayley either. Fun. That's fine. We both share that. I can't stand.
Thank God. It's her Karen ass haircut.
Oh my God. She used to have like sophisticated side ponytail or something.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Anyway, that was Bayley.
That's funny.
She had a fucking side pony.
That's terrible. Oh my God.
Sorry for bringing that up. The first Royal Rumble for the women's was 2018. So four years ago.
Yesterday.
Yeah, that was, I mean, yeah.
As far as time goes, that's not that long ago. Yeah, 100%. The Women's Royal Rumble should have been the main event.
And we do need to preface this by also saying that we are in a fucking pandemic, so I'm sure travel's not easy for a lot of people.
Oh, totally. Yes, I'm sure.
So there was that. But yeah, I just feel like there was a ton of women in the first Royal Rumble, but I think everyone was kind of trying to make it a point, like, fuck yes, we're doing this.
That's true. I'm just stoked that, unlike what I saw in some of the men's Royal Rumble, like, the women didn't stop. There wasn't, like, from what I was seeing, there were no breaks.
Mm-mm.
Like, if you were in the ring, you were fucking working.
Yeah.
And I loved and appreciated that. There's a couple of new wrestlers that I saw that I didn't think I would like, but they turned out to be some of my favorites. I don't remember all their names, so I'll get back to you on that.
Okay, I would love a list.
Well, you might know their names. The girl in the neon orange with the glow sneakers.
Naomi.
Oh my gosh.
Naomi is so my queen. Like,
she is so fierce. Oh my God.
Yeah, fuck yes, Naomi. Naomi is my queen. Naomi, oh my God. I have fucking loved this woman for so long.
She was phenomenal the whole time.
Yeah.
And then Rhea Ripley. I'm also stoked that they did bring in some NXT people for both Rumbles. So, like, Rhea Ripley was there. Shotzi was there. And then there's another one that I can never remember her name, and Scott is, like, so in love with her.
Is it Dakota Kai?
Is that the, like, super, I'm going to say
it's got, like, pink hair.
Oh, no.
Oh, Toni Storm.
Oh, yeah, Toni Storm was there. That's, like, Scotty's chick. Toni Storm's awesome. There's another one that I cannot remember the name of.
If I could be built like Toni Storm, I would just want nothing else in my life.
I am so blown away by that chick's body. She's so bottom heavy in the best way.
Oh my God. I fucking love Toni Storm. Ember Moon. Is that who you're thinking of?
Ooh, maybe that's who it is. Scott's, like, soups in love with her too. Understandably so. Also, I think his main reason for loving all of these women is that they throw their asses at each other in the turnbuckle. And it's perfect. There was that one, like, Toni Storm was doing it to, like, every person for a moment, and Scott was like, oh my God, I would pay for this.
Yeah, literally same. I will say that my prediction was that Billy Kay was going to take everything. I had bet several people two paper dollars, as I put it. I was convinced everyone was going to owe me money for Billy Kay taking it. She lasted a lot longer than I thought.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I really thought she was going to take it, but she didn't.
I'm okay with who won. I'm stoked with who won. And then, so after the Women's Royal Rumble, I swear to God, I could spend all, like, an entire episode just talking about that.
Oh yeah, no, it was beautiful.
It was so good.
Oh, real quick, can I just say how quickly Rhea Ripley threw out Alexa Bliss?
Oh my God, it was so good. Rhea Ripley threw out a bunch of people and I was like, thank you, fuck.
I literally thought Alexa was going to come back at some point to, like, get her revenge, because she was, like, halfway through transformation into her little weird self.
She got thrown out of the ring so quick. It was so good. Oh my God. And then she also, if I remember correctly, threw out the bitch that helped Raquel Gonzalez beat the crap out of her. And I can't remember her name. She's a tiny little thing, but Rhea Ripley, like, picked her up and threw her.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, no, she was on fire. Like I had said on Twitter, she could wreck me. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. I would take a beating from Rhea Ripley, 100%. Also, really quickly, I would just like to say that I love how they do her makeup, because so normally in female makeup, most of you may not know this, you put the bright color on the inside of your lid, and then you do, like, a smoky dark eye color on the outside of your lid. Not Rhea Ripley. She does it the opposite. The dark color is on her eyelid, and then the, like, hot pink or whatever she was wearing was, like, faded out. It was so rad.
It was, like, a weird red, I thought. Maybe, like, a really, really dark neon pink.
Maybe. Maybe like a red orange.
Oh yeah, it could be. Anyway,
I don't know. It was phenomenal. Yeah. Okay. So then after that, it was it Roman Reigns and KO?
Yeah, that was fucking insane.
Oh my God, that match was so insane. Scotty and I would like to go on record and say that was a bunch of bullshit at the end. I don't know why you stopped fucking counting. That was not a win for Roman Reigns in my book. And Scotty agrees.
Yeah, it was, I mean, okay. So you can't help when like shit goes sideways, obviously.
Obviously.
But then maybe he should have thrown the ref a little bit sooner or maybe like thrown the other ref that came, like something, because it was like, it was very clear that that man stopped counting.
Yes. Like we did not work quickly to cover that up, but even if, and I will stand by this and people can fight me on it. Even if Roman Reigns was the one who was supposed to win, I still think that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens was fucking that dude up.
Yeah. Yeah. It was bad.
It was brutal. That motherfucker got on a forklift and jumped from it. And the whole time, I'm sure the whole time I was like, that's not OSHA approved. OSHA would be pissed if you were caught doing that. Like the whole time.
Can I just say too that Kevin Owens is like a larger man. He is so fucking nimble.
Seriously.
He hopped up on that forklift like it was nothing. Like climbed on top, like boop, boop, boop.
Well, and the way he just like bounced onto the forklift arms, I was like, I don't think you're supposed to be exerting that much force on those things.
And I used to hate Kevin Owens because I think, so back in the day, I hated Kevin Owens because he was always such a shithead, and I get that. Like, he's been a shithead heel. He got a little sweet when he was with Sammy, and then I kind of just lost interest or whatever. Going back and watching his matches from PWG and, like, his indie matches and stuff, I have started to love him so much.
I don't know if I necessarily like or love Kevin Owens. I think I'm just very much sick of Roman Reigns and this whole like head of the table, I run the show shit.
My favorite thing is you haven't even been watching that long and you're already sick of Roman Reigns. Like, yeah. Think of just what everybody else is going through.
But people seem to like really love him.
There are people, again, people love whoever they want. I mean, there's fucking people, yeah, who love Matt Riddle, and I still don't understand why.
Oh my God, Scott loves Matt Riddle.
Okay, I'm about to rip your husband a new one and go. I have a lot to say about Matt Riddle. None of it is good.
Oh,
so
nice.
I can't do it. I can't do it. Not him. Yeah, I guess I get it. I get why people love Roman. Roman was a babyface for a really, really long time. And now this heel turn has kind of made him interesting again. Mm. I've never been the type of person to like fucking hate Roman Reigns because he was part of the Shield and I love my boys. Oh, so my God, I get it. But.
All right. Yeah. Whatever. Overall, I just feel like Kevin Owens should have gotten that. And I'm bummed. And I call bullshit.
And Kevin used to be the champ like a while ago, and I loved his run when he was the champ. So,
oh, so maybe like neither of them need to be champ, and we need to give it to somebody else.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know who, but.
And then to wrap this up, we're going to talk about.
Oh God.
The Men's Royal Rumble.
I got one word for it, and it's bullshit. It's okay. Bullshit. I know, I mean, it's so funny, everyone other than Scott, because Scott agrees with me, but everyone else that I've talked to about the Royal Rumble is like, no, but Edge has had this storyline for so long, and then he got injured. Like, you're not even the only one that said that to me.
We're all behind Edge.
Yeah, everybody's behind Edge, and I'm over here like, that motherfucker was asleep most of the goddamn match.
Ooh. Okay, but Randy Orton was taking a little, like a freaking... Brave.
Don't even get me started. Don't even get me started on Randy Orton. I fucking hate that guy too. I'm so sick of everybody's shit in the men's division. Step it up, boys. Step it up.
Yeah.
But I mean, Christian came out, and that was a very nice view.
Fucking babe.
Oh my god, he has aged so beautifully.
I couldn't. I've seen a few pictures of him since he's kind of retired. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, he's just beautiful. That's all it is.
He's just a very beautiful man. 100%.
Babe.
Jeff Hardy. I finally got to see Jeff Hardy with crazy face paint, mm-hmm. and Jeff Hardy is too handsome of a man to cover his face in that much paint.
I think he likes it.
I think he likes it too, but I have to state my opinion, and I wish we could see his face again. Also, he didn't last very long.
No, I was looking at the I have the times in front of me of what everyone.
My gosh.
Yeah, because I'm now turning into Amanda, and I have stats.
Stats are where it's at.
Yeah, he didn't last very long. He was the first one out for the men's.
Dang, that sucks.
So 3 minutes and 25 seconds.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, but my fucking, one of my NXT boys was in the Royal Rumble. And they only pulled one man from NXT, and I'm a little upset about it.
Did they really?
Yeah.
It was only, what's his face? Damian Priest.
Ooh, and he came out in all white leather looking sick as hell.
That's actually shocking. Sorry.
No, I don't know why I like Damian Priest as much as I look at me mixing my wrestlers. I don't know why I like Priest as much as I do, but like as soon as I started watching NXT, I kind of zeroed in on him, and I'm about it.
Yeah.
White leather and all. And he got like a ton of fucking dudes out. So that was fun.
Yeah, he eliminated he was 16th to be eliminated. He eliminated four dudes.
That big ass fucking monster dude eliminated Damian, and I was like, what the fuck?
Who? Oh, Braun?
I think it was that guy.
Oh, no. He got eliminated by Bobby Lashley.
Oh, that's right. Well, he's a fucking crazy monster, so.
Yeah.
He's intense.
I hated that AJ's little fucking guy.
Oh my god.
Kept throwing dudes out. I'm like, that's not fucking fair. Get out
Scott
of here.
Scott was like, how come the sommelier got kicked out after interfering, but this fucking guy can stick around? And I was like, well, fuck AJ Styles.
Is there anyone that you saw that you maybe didn't necessarily know and you liked?
I feel like I kind of knew everyone.
Right, because you watch it mainly.
Yeah, I'm surprised at how many of them I knew. I'm also surprised at how many of them I don't fucking like that ended up in the Men's Royal Rumble, because it's kind of a lot.
What about Kane? Were you happy Kane showed up?
Oh my god, I fucking lost my mind when Kane came out. I was like, yes, Kane! It was so awesome. I was so stoked when he came out. Oh man. Yeah.
Okay, so, let me give my little Matt Riddle.
Yes, I have to hear this.
My Matt Riddle complaints out of the way. One, he always looks like he's wearing a future baseball player infant onesie. Always. Like future little slugger. I hate that he doesn't wear shoes. I hate that he's like, I think on NXT and also in the indies, he was like a high guy, like a weed guy. Hmm. Now he can't do that. So now he's just kind of dumb. And then on top of that, I just think he's a piece of shit human. And I cannot believe that he lasted longer than my fucking love of my life, Cesaro.
Oh my God, your Cesaro came in and I was like, Ashley, so stoked right now. But I have to, okay, I will get back to the Matt Riddle stuff, but really quickly, I need to say this. I do not like Cesaro's chonies.
Listen, we've gone through a lot of chonies with Cesaro, okay? They're not the best right now. They look like they're made of carbon fiber.
They just are not a good look for him.
But he's still perfect in every way. I will not take any Cesaro slander in this home.
Okay, enough about Cesaro. So, Matt Riddle, I'm going to be completely honest. I don't hate him. I don't like him or anything, but I just fucking laugh the entire time that dude's in the ring. Like, it is nonstop laughter at this dude because he's just so ridiculous. And I feel like he fucking reminds me of like people we went to high school with.
That's why I hate him.
That's why I just fucking laugh at him all the time.
fuck matter.
I love when you hate people because it always takes me by surprise.
Yeah. Well, because I don't hate a lot of people.
You don't. You're very like, I don't want to say loving, but you're pretty whatevs about people. So like when you hate someone, it's always super fantastic.
When I hate someone, I really hate them.
Yeah. And you have like reasons to back it up.
Yeah. I'm like, here's all my things. Here's all my receipts. And
I got them with facts.
My files. My file on this person.
You have a fucking file cabinet of people you hate.
Yeah. Oh, and then last thing before we go, or before we actually start talking about the match, because it's already been a minute. You were stoked to see Carlito.
I was so stoked to see Carlito. Okay, so for the briefest moment when I was 18, I was dating a douchebag of a dude, but he was super into WWE. Mm-hmm. And so he would watch, and like, I didn't necessarily watch, but every so often I'd start to pay attention, and it was always like when Carlito would be around.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking God. I love that dude's entrance. The song is fucking fantastic. And like, oh, I just fucking love that dude. I just think he's like the silliest, coolest wrestler. And he has held up very well. That dude is a brick house.
He was like in shape.
Oh my God, that dude was yoked.
I want to know how old he is. Let me look really quick.
You have to tell me. He's going to be 34.
He's 41.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah.
That's not what I had expected, but
damn, no.
Now I'm even more impressed.
Oh, Primo's his brother? Is that like real life?
Who's Primo?
There was a tag team called the Colognes. It's Primo and Epico, and I guess Primo is his brother.
Interesting. One more thing, sorry, and then we'll talk about the actual match that we're here for. I feel like Dominic Mysterio gets beat up a lot.
I don't know enough about Dominic other than that match we watched when he was like 8.
I'll say this, the motherfucker still looks like an 8-year-old version of himself.
Yeah.
It's the craziest thing. But yeah, so I've only seen like 3 of his matches so far, but like each match, he just kind of gets beat up a bit.
Yeah, well, maybe it's like shit on the little kid so he can prove himself.
Maybe. I could get down with that. So yeah, I mean, overall, Royal Rumble was pretty fucking fantastic. Like I had taquitos and popcorn with it and I enjoyed all of it.
I made meatloaf.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like a 50s housewife apparently. Yeah, and then I had like super extra spicy Doritos.
Ooh.
In honor of Edge.
Oh my God. Get the fuck out of here. Edge is totally gonna break up our friendship.
It's okay, Christian will bring us together. It's fine.
Ooh, okay, I'm in. Edge can break us up. And then Christian will bring us back together.
Yeah.
For it. So now it's time for the Young Bucks versus the Time Splitters, New Japan Pro Wrestling Dominion 2014.
Doesn't it always sound so epic?
It sounds so epic. First, your girl's got to start with some stats.
Okay, let's hear it.
So here are the stats that I have found. The Young Bucks, Matt is 5'10", 172 pounds. Nick is also 5'10", but he's 178 pounds because he likes French fries just that much more. Kushida is 5'9", 187 pounds. And then Shelly is 5'10", 215 pounds. I need to start by saying that I love Kushida. He's on one of the goddamn WWEs, or no, he's in NXT, right?
He's in NXT, yeah.
Every time he comes out, I scream Marty McFly at the television because I'm a horrible person, but that is how I know this wrestler.
Yeah.
So I was like beyond excited when I saw him come out.
And still had his same gimmick in 2014.
Yes, he still had like a whole Marty McFly vibe. So I think that's just kind of his get down.
Yeah.
Also, fun factoid, Kushida has the same birthday as me. What's up?
We found one that has your birthday.
And it's a cool one that I can get behind. So this is perfect.
I'm so happy. We were looking for so long.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Oh, cute. Can I just mention that I don't know if you caught it. You probably did. I was talking to Ryan, who is a part of a different podcast, but also kind of runs our little podcast network.
Yes.
Count Out. Hello. Nice little shout out for you. And he said that Kushida looks like an otter. And I'm just like, it made my heart so happy.
He then sent us a picture
of Kushida with an otter.
Which just kind of solidified the sentiment.
Because I love otters. They're one of my favorite animals.
Aren't they like really mean?
No, they're sweet babies. They hold hands. So they don't drift away.
So they're like good to other otters.
Listen, if there was ever an animal that was a Libra, it's a fucking otter.
All right. I could go with that.
We just want love and we just want to hold hands while we float in the water.
I'm so stupid. I was going to be like, I don't know what kind of animal symbolizes a Taurus.
You don't.
What an idiot. You mean the bull, Amanda? You stupid.
It's okay. So let's be real. Amanda's like, can we just watch an Alex Shelley match? Let's just watch an Alex Shelley match.
Dude.
I this year have just become so infatuated with Alex Shelley. He's everything. Alex Shelley is my underrated king. So, there we go.
Oh my God. This place was fucking packed.
Just lit up.
Dude, it was like massive how many people were there. It was blowing my mind as they were like doing the entrance stuff. Kushida and Shelley's entrance poses are the cutest fucking thing in the entire world.
Yes.
I also have a note here that says Alex Shelley is daddy.
Oh my God. You're never gonna let me live that down.
Well, like, I fully back it, so we're just gonna start referring to him as Daddy Shelley.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh my gosh, this dude. And might I just add that in this particular incarnation of Alex Shelley, he's got platinum hair.
But he does have platinum hair, but he's got this weird little rat tail of like black.
Yes, I did notice that part.
I love it even more.
I'm just like, there's definitely a thing going on here with the platinum blonde boys.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Oh God, all of my favorite wrestlers are platinum blonde.
Yeah, you got a type.
Got a type. And they're all like heavily tattooed.
Well, Cody Rhodes, can you really say?
I mean, he's the exception to the rule. Motherfucking neck tattoo over there. God. Come on, man.
Yeah.
That fool is never going to get tattooed again because he wrestles constantly. So like that's where you're at now. The guy with the neck tattoo.
Yeah.
I still love you, boo. It's okay. Okay. So then Alex Shelley and Kushida get in the ring and they take like dog tags off or something.
And they kiss them.
And they throw them into the crowd. I lost my mind. Yeah. Like, so I'm just gonna say this. I feel like New Japan has perfectly captured this beautiful relationship between wrestlers and the fans.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel, they're kissing a dog tag and throwing it into the crowd. And let me tell you, as a 33-year-old woman, I would lose my fucking mind if I caught one of those.
Yeah.
Like, no shame at all. 100% would lose my shit. Also, like, in New Japan, and I know this is only the second match I've seen in Japan, but, like, I love that the wrestlers take moments to be like, yeah, is this what you want? Let's fucking do this. Like, I just fucking love the interaction in New Japan. It's perfect.
Yeah, New Japan's really fun. I cannot wait to, like, I mean, that this is kind of where I'm headed, but, like, to get you more so into it. This one was a little hard because the only way I could find this match was completely nothing but Japanese commentary.
Oh my God, it was so great.
So we were going into it just literally watching the match, and yeah.
Well, I mean, if you may not know this all the way, the majority of the matches that we have watched, I have watched without commentary.
Yeah, well, I know because you watch it at work, so yeah.
I'm all shh. No, I don't. But I do. So yeah. So I've seen the Young Bucks wrestle now a handful of times. These outfits, bro.
Oh, these were bad.
These were some legit fucking outfits. Holy shit.
But I think 2014 Young Bucks were still...
They're finding their groove.
Yeah, because they had a rough go of it for a while.
They seem to... Oh my... They just look like such babies in this match.
They did. They look like babies.
I have to describe their fucking outfits because it was too much. So it was like the shirt top was like black and gray cheetah print, but shiny.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had like fringe on the shoulders through the like armpit, like so the armhole was covered in fringe, which I'm a fan of fringe, don't get me wrong, but placement, guys, that's odd. And then on the back of their shirts it said Super Kick Party.
Well, yeah, that's their thing.
So fun. But they did still have like the fringe pants.
Mm-hmm.
Which there's a note somewhere in here that says like high kicks and fringe pants are where it's at.
I wanted to ask you if you noticed that their pants though, like the bell bottom part of it was like fur.
Oh God, I missed that.
And then there was fringe on top of the fur.
They were, like, you know, those chicks that go to raves and stuff that wear the like leg warmers.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're like a small werewolf was killed for you to wear this. I feel like that's the vibe the Young Bucks were trying to go for.
Yeah, 100%.
And their ponytail, like the one of the Young Bucks' ponytails was kind of small.
So, I think Nyx was still kind of forming. And at one point he weirdly shaved part like the side. So it was growing out. So he had a bowl cut and a ponytail.
Oh, that's a look. Oh my. Also, and I say this and I don't mean to be like disrespectful at all when I say this, the belts look a scotch small.
Well, yeah, I think, I don't know. Well,
I wonder if it's just like not that having a belt isn't a big deal, but like they also get trophies. So I wonder if it's like you don't need a huge belt because you're also getting a fucking trophy.
True. And, you know, I'm sure it's easier to travel with a smaller belt than a big belt.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that part, but that makes sense. Do these fuckers just wear their belts constantly? Like, I think I would, if I ever got a belt, I think I would just wear it everywhere.
I don't know. I know in WWE, you don't necessarily get to keep the belt that you wear on TV.
Oh.
You get another one.
Oh, okay. I mean, as long as you get one that you can wear everywhere, that's fine.
But I know that like certain belts you do have to keep on you at all times.
Yeah, like the 24. Oh, I got my first experience. Sorry, back to Royal Rumble for a heartbeat. I got my first experience with the 24/7 belt.
Yeah, Alicia.
That shit's nuts.
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
But it seems like a super fun concept. I would love to see more of the 24/7 belt.
Yeah. In addition to that, we do not accept any slander of Alicia Fox in this home.
Oh, is that the one that beat the guy and then she got beat and he got it back?
Yes.
At first I didn't understand what was happening when all the men were rushing in. So I looked at Scotty and I was like, what is going on? Men can't go in there. And he was like, no, it's the guy with the 24/7 belt. And I'm like, again, what's happening? So we had a small breakdown. So yeah, okay, back to our match that we're discussing.
Yes.
Also, the Young Bucks are chewing gum, and this is like the third or fourth wrestling people that I've seen chewing gum, and I'm just concerned. Like, do you spit it out somewhere that I'm not seeing? Are you chewing it while you're wrestling? Because that seems dangerous.
I think they swallow it.
Oh, that's not good for your tummy.
I don't don't know if they swallow it or not. I'm kidding.
Please don't swallow it. That's 8 years that it sits in there.
That's a myth.
That's not a myth. It's facts. Children, believe everything that your parents tell you because it is true.
We grow watermelons in our tummies if we eat a watermelon seed.
I'm so happy my parents never said that to me, probably because I don't like watermelon. So I avoided that devastation.
Yeah, in my notes, I have the Bucks always have had the most extra outfits. And what even is this?
It's so much.
And can I just mention the amount? I wish I would have counted the amount of times they said suck it.
Oh my god, I didn't even think out, but I have multiple notes where I'm like, why aren't they sucking it so much? Like, this guy fell on the floor, suck it, we're in the ring, suck it. There was just so many suck it's like, yeah. Did you watch a Shawn Michaels match really, like, before you went on? God,
it was almost too much. I was like, okay, it feels like a junior high kid who learned
it was
how to say suck it.
Yes, it was 100% the whole, like, I can get away with saying this without actually saying it. All I have to do is a hand gesture.
There was a point where Nick Jackson and Kushida were in perfect sync when they, mm-hmm. like, dive flip over each other. And I was just,
oh my God.
A moment.
Mine's, where is it? I said, holy shit, jumps over, gymnastic flips below.
Yeah. And they do it a couple times, which I mean... Everybody in this ring is so fucking talented.
Well, and like, I very much enjoyed that everyone got the chance to show that off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a lot of back and forth between the two tag teams, but it was very equal as far as like talent and who's kicking whose ass.
Mm-hmm.
It just, yeah. Oh, can I say another thing? I like that in New Japan, that they don't try to just start taking pins really quick.
Oh no. Mm-mm.
They're like, no, I gotta beat your ass a little bit before I can pin you. You're not tired yet. Why would I even try? Like, yeah. I very much enjoy that. Cause you know, in WWE and shit, it's like, oh, he's on his back. He's down for a second. We're gonna try the pin. Like, of course it's not gonna fucking work. He just fell down 2 seconds ago.
Yeah, you gotta wear him out.
You got to get the adrenaline like out of his system or her system before you try to pin her. Gosh.
Idiot. Alex Shelley is covered in sports tape.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I think this match was after like a weekend of wrestling as well. I think this was like the last bit. I should have done more research. I'm sorry.
He was like on a super marathon.
Yeah, but I was like, fuck. Dude, oh my god, you have so much sports tape. And then he was still like strong arming everybody.
He was. There was a moment where it was like one young buck flip, the other young buck flip, and it was like, but bro, your tape on your arm, like, should you be using that arm?
Yeah, still did it. Still big strong man.
Still did it. Still looked good doing it.
Mm. Still looked very good doing it.
Kushida did a fucking crotch dive at one of the Bucks, like from the top rope.
Yeah, so so something happened. Matt, I believe, like stopped Alex from doing something, rolled out and was like, fuck you, suck it again. And then out of nowhere, Kushida came flying and landed his whole crotch right on Matt Jackson's face.
I love how much like out of the ring, out, like it's out of the ring stuff, but it's not like, oh, we're just walking around out of the ring and I'm going to pick the stairs up and throw it at you. It's like high stakes maneuvers out of the rings.
Yeah.
And I've seen that a bunch now in New Japan. I think I dig New Japan and how they do shit.
Every time I watch a New Japan match, I'm always like, fucking love Japanese wrestling. It's on a different level.
It is. There's just, I don't know, there's some kind of fire about it that I haven't fully understood yet, but I'm so stoked about it. Yeah, there's a lot of high rope jumps. Also, I have a question. There's a lot of like maneuvering very gracefully through the ropes in this match.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I understand, like, Rey Mysterio does some of the maneuvering through the ropes and he's very good at it. I have never seen so many people do it. So I have a note, it's really fucked up, but I have a note that's like, are the ropes further apart in New Japan and that's how they're so capable of doing these things? Or like, are they the same? Like, I have to imagine it's like regulation across the board, but like, I don't know. It's just so fascinating how much shit they were capable of doing through the ropes.
Yeah, no, it's all the same. That's all I have to say. No,
it's all the same. Okay.
It's all the same.
So I should just be taking in this amazement and wonder and digesting it for what it is, amazement and wonder.
Yeah, basically, it's just maneuverability.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they take the time to really use every part of that ring.
Dude, they did. Oh my God, there's a moment. I have to describe this moment because I wrote a whole fucking paragraph about it.
I wonder if it's the same thing I have written down.
Oh, I can't wait to find out.
Okay, go ahead.
So Alex Shelley is on, I don't know, he was in the ring somehow, he got on the outside of the ring, but he's facing in to the middle of the ring. And then one of the Bucks comes and like flips something. I don't know. Somehow he's on a handstand and his legs are holding Alex Shelley's head. And then another young Buck comes and fucking kicks Alex Shelley's head. And it's like,
yeah, that move has a name. Hang on.
Okay. Get us the name. And as if that wasn't drama and such smoothness all in itself, the fall that Alex Shelley does after getting kicked in the face is one of the most dramatic, best falls I've ever seen.
He really sells it.
He really does. And then he like, so he falls off the ring and he's like stumbling and then he falls into one of the like wire barriers or whatever. And I love that his hands are like on it and he's just staring into the crowd.
Okay. So basically I had all of that, but emphasize like very in all caps, when he climbs through the bars of the barricade, I am a puddle.
Yes, I did.
Why
not-
is he like this?
I did not notate that, but I was definitely feeling that emotion when he was looking at whoever he was looking at.
Yeah,
because you know she's dead now, like she ceases to be alive.
Yes.
Oh my God. Also, the crowd sits so close.
The what?
The crowd sits so close.
Oh, everybody's crammed in there. And again, I think in our pandemic times, maybe before this, we wouldn't have noticed as much or cared.
Sure.
It makes me have a fucking panic attack every time I see it.
I'm just wondering, like, do you sign a waiver as a fan to get that close just in case you take a kick to the face?
No. There's nothing. You want to be that close. I mean, again, still haven't. I mean, we tried to get that PWG match to work, but high spots let me down. So I need to show you the fact that in PWG, if someone comes to you and says, hey, you need to move, you need to pick up your chair and move.
Yeah, you got to get the fuck out of there fast.
So
there was a brief moment where a bunch of the cameramen were running away.
Oh, yeah.
Which I thought was fantastic.
There's that one point towards the end where Alex Shelley flips and does something and fully goes running towards Matt Jackson.
Yes.
And they miss it.
Yeah.
They don't even show it. I understand that like Kushida had Nick pretty like tightly locked up and they were kind of like figuring out the end of the match. But I'm like, I wanted to see that jump.
Yeah, I wanted to see where that was going to go.
But no.
We were robbed.
I'm still trying to find the moves.
Indy Taker.
That's the thing that they did.
Well, I'm for it. It's rad. One of the young bucks like spits on Kushida.
Oh, yeah. I wrote that down too. That was disgusting. Fuck.
That's so disrespectful. Ugh. It just reminds me, I'm sorry, anytime I see anybody getting spit on, I just think of Flavor of Love when New York spit on whatever that dumb girl's name was.
That's so good. That's such a great reference.
Oh my God. That's what it looked like in my head when it happened.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Kushida's a freaking beast though. He got spit on and he came back like Incredible Hulk style.
Yeah. At one point he also gets thrown into the ring post and he like his whole damn back slides down it.
Oh, they get really rough towards the end. Like, fuck, boys, I know you're fighting, but geez.
Yeah.
Easy on each other. Gosh. Ooh.
Seriously.
And then I've said this before, I will say it till I die. Tag team moves are the sickest moves ever. And the Young Bucks, I'm gonna say it, the Young Bucks have a bunch of sick ass tag team moves.
Yeah, they do.
Also, I think that tag teams, I understand the title, like it's one at a time, you tag in the other person. I'd really love to see tag teams fight all at the same time.
There's been stuff where they have.
Okay.
I'm sure I could find something.
I'm sure we could. I just see, like, I'm like, I would love to see all of these tag team moves all the time.
The
entire match.
You just want everybody in the ring all together, just killing each other.
I just want Royal Rumble at all times. Yeah. Bring every wrestler you have. Let's do this. There's anytime anybody gets close to pinning the other team, the other fucking tag partner comes in and wrecks it.
Yeah, just bonks right into the next person. It's like, hey, get off my friend.
Yeah. Finally, though, Kushida takes down one of the Young Bucks for good.
Yeah. He tapped, too. I was like, he tapped.
It was so sick. Oh, my gosh. Way to go, Kushida.
Yeah.
This whole thing was brutal.
Super brutal.
They were so good. It was constant action. It was like hard action. Oh my gosh. There were so many moments where I was like, you guys are going to hurt each other.
Yeah. And at the very end, cause they like the belts come out and then the trophies are there too. But like Alex Shelley kind of falls to his knees and like, like he's going to cry. Like my boy. Yeah.
I love that you get trophies in New Japan.
Yeah.
Like, also, whoever the female is that got to hand them their trophies is also dead and no longer exists because she also got to take a picture with the boys. And like, you could tell she's losing her mind.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know what to do.
She does a little watch thing too.
So I have a note that says like, I love this whole like finger on the watch stance they do.
Yeah.
Kushida drew a watch on his fucking tape and I lost my mind when I saw it.
It was so cute.
Oh my gosh. I wonder if he's just like a super nerd for Back to the Future.
Oh, 100%.
Like he has to be, right? He's wearing the same red puffy vest.
Yeah, he wears the puffy vest, denim shirt, weird checkerboard shirt underneath that.
Yes, he's so perfect. I love him. Yeah, so that's the end. Kushida and Shelley win. They get trophies and their belts, which I thought was cool.
Yeah.
And the Young Bucks just look so sad as they're leaving.
Good. No, just kidding. It's fine. They're going to go hang out with Kenneth.
Oh, yes. The Omega. Oh my God.
Yeah, it was a fun flippy match.
It was a very good one. I like all of the maneuvering and skills that were shown.
Yeah.
So good. Time Splitters. That's such a cool tag team name.
And then they came back. Like, so Alex Shelley, after doing his like New Japan run with Kushida, he went back. I don't remember exactly the timeline, but he went back to Chris Sabin and went to Motor City Machine Guns. But then they had it's what they're having right now on NXT, the Dusty.
Yeah, the Dusty Roads.
Yeah, the Dusty Roads, whatever it's called. Yeah.
Extravaganza.
There you go. And so last year, Alex Shelley came back to do the Time Splitters with Kushida, and it was his first time in WWE since like his one appearance early on. So it was kind of like a cute thing because he got to be with his friend again and they wrestled. And that's why I like the whole Dusty tag team stuff, because it gives a chance for people who aren't going to be in WWE to come and like still have a match with the people who they've been tag partners with. They did that too a couple years ago. I can't remember who showed up.
Oh, that's cool.
But Yeah. And there's been a lot of great entrances, or, you know, entrance in this one this year.
Yeah, I haven't watched all of it. I need to go catch up on it. I needed a break from the WWE world because legit, I don't understand why it riles me up as badly as it does.
Because it's upsetting.
It's like, I get so mad. It's fucking ridiculous. But whatever. So I had to take a break from WWE. But now that Royal Rumble's over, we'll see. Also, yesterday it was 69 days to WrestleMania, and I laughed my fucking ass off when I saw that because I'm a 13-year-old boy.
Of course you did.
Of course. Okay. The end of the match. All right. So new segment, since we're running out of vocabulary words and I'm fucking horrible at guessing them anyways, we're going to start a, hey, what's your entrance music?
Yeah.
So for this week, I had a really fun time with this. There were three that just like right off the bat came to my mind, and then I had to work a little bit harder to get more, even though I don't need more. I mean, more is better.
Yeah.
So I can pick and choose. Do you want to go first?
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, I want you to go first.
Ooh, okay. I have a couple as well.
We're only going to do one this week, and then we'll do another one next week. Okay.
Everyone's just going to have to tune in every week for the next couple of weeks. I am going to make this all into a playlist on Spotify if anyone wants to listen to it.
Heck yeah.
I'm trying to think, do I want to go with my heel one? Do I want to go with my, I don't know. Okay. I'm going to go with my super random one. This doesn't seem like it should be an entrance song, but I fucking love it. And weirdly enough, it was the first thing I thought of.
Ooh, this is...
And it doesn't make any sense. Okay. My first song is Waiting Room by Fugazi.
Ooh, good one. No, I could see it. It's got like really good groove in it. And yes, I'm for this. This is a good song, dude.
Yeah, and it has that weird pause, like 10 seconds. And then it's like, okay, go back into it.
That's fucking sick.
All right, what's yours?
Okay. All right. So the first, I'm just going to go with the first one that came to my mind because it's like when it slaps, it's epic and it's so heavy and I love it. And I'm sad that it's a newer band, but I'm okay with it also. Okay. So I chose Parkway Drive, Carry On.
Okay.
Because it starts out all slow and then like the fucking breakdown happens and then it gets all fucking big and like it's so funny. So I told Scott about this segment and I told him the song, so he plays it and he was like, yeah, and right here you could do like one of those Rhea Ripley fucking kick stomps. And I was like, all right, cool, so now I'm a wrestler.
Oh yeah, for sure,
now I'm a wrestler and this is my entrance music and I'm gonna do a Rhea Ripley kick stomp.
I wouldn't say that Parkway Drive is a new band.
I mean, newer than some of my other like hardcore or metal choices.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because like, you know, if you think of hardcore and me, we think about like the early 2000s.
That's true. I mean, I did call you out on it earlier today when I talked to you about what your songs were. I was like, so which Converge song did you pick?
Exactly. So like, as far as the hardcore music that I love and typically listen to, Parkway Drive's a little bit newer than what I would normally listen to.
True. I get it.
That song is fucking sick. So there it is.
Ooh. I wanted to offer up my shitty tag match or our tag team song too.
Oh, I have one too.
Okay. Because we can keep changing those as well.
Absolutely.
Okay. You go first on that one.
Okay. So our ketchup and mustard tag team entrance song would be, are you ready?
I'm so ready.
It's so good. Head Automatica, Beating Heart's Baby.
That is too good. I am so sad I didn't think of that.
That's like the first thing that popped into my head when you were like, what would our tag team music be?
That is, I'm so disappointed in myself that I did not think of that. That's so good.
I'm sure yours is going to be fantastic.
Mine isn't. Mine's shit.
What is yours?
Mine's going to take us back to a time in which we were little shitheads.
Oh, I can't wait.
And it is Sex and Violence by the Exploited.
Yes! How did I know that it was going to be the Exploited? That is such a good one too, though. Oh my God, it's so good. Dude, the ketchup and mustard entrance songs are fire.
And for that, we just have ketchup and mustard bottles and we're just screaming at people.
Just making a fucking mess. Mm. Oh my gosh, that'll be fantastic.
Cool. So that's this week in What's Your Entrance Music?
This is a fantastic segment and I cannot wait for future weeks.
Holy shit, we didn't do 10 out of 10 Woodbang.
Oh fuck. Okay, so we have to do that.
Okay. So we need to go back. Who's your 10 out of 10 Woodbang for each Royal Rumble as well?
Oh shit. Okay. Ooh, Royal Rumble. Okay, Women's Royal Rumble. I think I'm going to go with Rhea Ripley.
Agreed.
It just so much. Ooh. Men's Royal Rumble. I was underwhelmed there, but oh my God. I don't want to bang Priest, but I like him for some reason. So I think I'm going to throw Sheamus out there.
You're going to bang Sheamus?
I'm going to bang Sheamus with that horrible red facial hair and that pale body.
He's so white.
So white.
I'm literally very, very pale. I'm extremely pale. I once went to the beach and someone thought I was wearing socks and I was barefoot. So I am very white, but Sheamus is white.
Sheamus is like a sheet.
But good for him for not succumbing to the tanning.
I think that's why there's an attraction there, because I'm like, boy, you have tanned hard bodies all around you and you just continue to do you, baby.
And then
Sorry, one second. I Googled him and his hair is not actually that red. That's a dye job.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I kind of knew it, but I needed to confirm. So, yeah. But 10-10 would bang Sheamus.
100%. Sheamus? That's fucking shocking.
I know. There's so much to choose from.
And you pick Sheamus.
It's Sheamus.
I honestly thought you were going to go for Elias or something. Some real random.
No. I know.
And then who are you picking for the match? I know who you're going to pick.
The match? It's Alex Shelley. But Kushida could get it also fully dressed as Marty McFly, though.
I need a stipulation.
I need the sneakers and the hoverboard, the whole deal, and then we can make that happen.
Yeah. Okay. I know I said it earlier, fully Rhea Ripley, but also Toni Storm.
Oh, okay.
The men's?
I can't wait to... Well, I mean, I kind of already know yours.
I don't know. I think you think who I'm going to pick.
I mean, is it not Cesaro?
It's not Cesaro.
Oh, I'm shocked.
I love Cesaro deep down in my soul. I want to bang Christian.
Oh, well, I mean, that makes total sense. I understand.
Yeah. Sure. Cesaro, I want to hang out and drink coffee and play video games together.
Is Cesaro like who you marry?
Yeah.
Got it.
F, marry, kill. Marry Cesaro. F, Christian. Kill everyone else.
No.
Just kidding. And then in the match, it's Alex Shelley. With my whole heart.
Oh, nice. Wow, you know, for the first time, like, you and I matched up a fair amount this episode.
We have some overlapping.
We don't typically have that, but that's interesting. I love that we're both all about Rhea Ripley.
Well, because, like, in addition to her being just freaking gorgeous, yes, she's just badass. Like, you want to be her and be with her at the same time.
Totally, 100%, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think my attraction to Rhea Ripley is that she's not a petite little wrestle woman.
Yeah.
Like, and I have nothing against the petite wrestling women, but it is very enjoyable to see like a non-traditional wrestling woman in the ring.
Yeah. She's going to break you in half.
100%. You're going to enjoy every moment of it.
Yeah.
And then you're going to say thank you. So yeah, that's the episode. New segment.
Super fun.
I can't wait for the Spotify playlist. I'm just gonna put that shit on and be the only thing I listen to.
I already have like 10 songs added to it, and I listen to it on the way home, and it's like, this is freaking cool. I feel badass.
Perfect. Okay, so you can find us on Instagram at
How to Talk Wrestling Pod.
On Twitter, it's
HTTW Pod.
And you can always shoot us an email at
helltobaymanagement@gmail.com. Hell, two is the word two. paymgmt@gmail.com.
Yes. Oh, really quick before we sign off, I want to say all of the merch purchases have gone out. So if you get your merch mail, please tag us. We want to see you wearing your t-shirts.
Yes, we would love to see it. And thank you all so much. Even if you bought a sticker, a shirt, a button, whatever, we super appreciate it.
Yeah, seriously, it's fucking amazing. So yeah, thanks everybody. Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.